Hello there, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and today on Glorious Living, you're going to learn about a glorious miracle that happened in the life of one of our staff members, so be sure and watch. Hello, you know, I'm so glad that you're joining me today in Studio C because this is a day where we'll give glory to God for the great things that He has done in the earth. And today, Chrissy is with me again.
Always celebrating Jesus' healing power that's available to you right now, always.
That's right. You know, God, Jesus came so that we would know that we don't have to live sick, depressed, and discouraged. No. He came that we can have great life and live an abundant life. There's healing available. Prosperity is available. I mean, the Bible's filled with promises, and all we need to do is trust Him and basically give Him a job, which is what we're talking about all this year, how when we give God a job, He goes to work for us.
He sure does. And we read testimonies all the time about the goodness of God working through viewers like you watching today. I have one that I want to share about healing.
Oh, good.
Isn't that great? I love when someone gets healed.
I know it.
It's so powerful. This is, it says right here, Jesus healed me of my back pain, head, and stomach pain. I wrote in and prayed with you, and the next day, zero pain. Hallelujah.
I love that.
So they wrote into JDM, we stood with you in prayer, and now you're walking in your miracle. And that's just so amazing that we're teaching these principles of faith. People are grabbing hold on to the truth, and now they're free from pain.
That's
how amazing.
So good. We're following the example of Jesus. You know, the Bible talks about that everywhere that he went about preaching, teaching, and healing. So healing is always the result of preaching and teaching. You have to find out that the promise belongs to you, that Jesus, that it's God's will. And I think it was F.F. Bosworth, who I always like to quote, says that faith begins where the will of God is known.
Nice.
So once you know the will of God, faith rises up, and then you can receive whatever that promise is, whether it's healing, prosperity. You know, a lot of the same principles work no matter what you're believing God
for.
That's right. So it's so important to you to know that no matter what you're dealing with today, God has an answer for that problem.
He does.
Amen.
Yes,
and today we're so excited because for the very first time, we're going to welcome Sheila Bennett into Studio C. For the past 3 years, Sheila has worked with our JDM Partner Care Team and has been a precious part of our Covenant Church family for over 8 years. She and her husband, Arthur, have been married for 22 years and have 5 wonderful children. And Sheila's here with us today to share her powerful testimony of healing and how living out the Word of God brings peace in every circumstance. Thank you, Sheila, for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And you look so colorful in your beautiful pink.
You're always so put together. I call Miss Sheila the fashionista. Every time I see you, whether it's church or work, you look so beautiful.
And it's always a classic look.
Yes.
She's a classic lady.
Thank you so much.
And today, our viewers get to watch or to meet you for the first time. And this is the first time you're actually, even though you work here on staff and you've been here a while, you know, we have a lot of different departments. Not all of our staff has been able to come into the Studio C and see what's happened here. But you were, I remember before we started here, you were looking at how everything looks because you watch regularly all the chats, all the different things that we have and the Glorious Living programs. And you were looking around and everything looks so familiar, but so different.
Yes.
You thought it was much bigger, huh?
Yeah.
Now you're here. Your first time in Studio C, sharing a testimony from God, a healing testimony.
Yes.
How amazing that is. And I know with the Partner Care Team, you're always agreeing with people that call in prayer. That must be a beautiful part of your position.
I love it. I love praying with people, giving people hope, letting them know that, you know, there's no hopeless situation. So sometimes when they call in, some people, like, they're devastated. And by the time I finish giving them the scripture, they're like, oh, okay. And so I love just giving people hope, knowing that God is listening. And one of the things I like to come in agreement with them, letting them know that He said if we come in agreement, He's going to come among us. And so I love that.
That's a powerful statement.
I know that must be so rewarding.
It is.
To hear their response and know that a life was changed because you were there in that position and you give God a job, basically, by allowing Him to use you to encourage His people that call in, our partners, some of them are our partners, some of their other people that just call in because we talk to everybody that calls in. And some of them are really facing very, very difficult situations. And we're thankful that God has brought a team of people people in the partner, we call it partner care, mm-hmm. but it's our prayer department as well. Mm-hmm. They open the mail, pray over those written prayer requests. They pull down the emails that come in that have prayer requests. So sometimes they get phone calls that right. have prayer requests. So we cover all the bases, all the different ways that you communicate with us. Mm-hmm. We have a team of beautiful, spirit-filled, spirit-led, Holy Ghost women
That's
and men
right.
that answer your calls and love mm-hmm. to pray with you. And this is what you do whenever right. you come here. What a beautiful job.
It really is.
It really is. It really is. I love, mm-hmm. I think of anything I love to do, I love to pray with people mm-hmm. and give people hope, mm-hmm. letting them know that there's always an answer. There's, mm-hmm. I mean, for any situation, there is an answer in the Word.
Amen. There and you've experienced an this personally for yourself.
Yes.
I know over the years that you've been serving the Lord, how long have you been born again?
Over 40 years.
That's awesome.
That's yes. a long time of walking mm-hmm. with the Lord. You've prayed many things over the years, given
yes.
him many jobs over the years.
That's right.
But today we were so fascinated. I remember when you shared with me your testimony about healing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so thankful that you're here today to talk about what God did for you and what you were facing.
Right.
And I remember when you the symptoms were coming up, you really didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. So tell us about your journey of healing.
Well, I thank God for the healing mm-hmm. that I experienced this, the healing last year. Maybe about in March of last year, I noticed that I was gaining weight, but I was losing weight. My abdomen was getting bigger, but my body was getting smaller. And I remember I was out of town and I was in the hotel and I was looking and I was like, something's not right. Lord, something is not right. It looked like I was pregnant, but I knew I wasn't pregnant.
Yeah.
So I said, well, when I get home, I'm going to make me a doctor's appointment and, you know, go have it checked out. And I think I went up for prayer and you were saying, go get a check out. Go, yeah. you know, go to the doctor and get
yeah,
a check.
Yeah, then you'll know how to pray specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yes.
exactly. Mm-hmm. So I made the appointment and I went to the doctor. And, you know, at first she was like, well, it could be this. It could be just you gaining weight. And I told her, I said, my body is getting smaller. And I didn't have any symptoms. Mm-hmm. No symptoms. Only symptom I had was my pressure was really high. Mm-hmm. And so she examined me. She did a blood work. She did all kind of blood work. And then I remember after she finished, she was kind of casual, like, you know, we're just going to keep looking at it and see what's going on. But it really don't look like anything. And then she told me, she said, well, you know what, before you leave, sit on the table a minute. Let me just touch your stomach. And so she did, and she examined my stomach. And I noticed her face went flush. It just, her whole countenance changed. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me and she said, you know what, we're going to take a CT scan. And so she said, I want you to go downstairs and take a CT. And when I did that, I went, took a CT scan. And she said, well, we're going to get the results and we'll call you back today sometime. So about 2 hours after I got home, the nurse called and she said, Ms. Sheila, your doctor wants to see you tomorrow. And she said, bring somebody with you. And so when she said that, I said,
Sounds serious.
So my husband was inside and I didn't tell him anything. My patio is my mm-hmm. meeting place where I meet the Lord. I love to just be outside and have my prayer time outside. So I went on the patio and I was like, okay, Lord, we got to talk. You got to talk. And I was just telling the Lord, I said, you know, Lord, I've seen many, many miracles in my life. I've seen healings of cancer, everything. I've just seen a whole lot of healings take yeah. place in my life. I've prayed for people and saw miracles happen. One lady, she had a lump in her breast. Mm-hmm. And I went in intercession for her. And this particular time when I went in intercession, it was just like I was her.
Yeah.
I almost mm-hmm. switched places with her and I was her mm-hmm. in this time of praying for her. And it was like I had the lump in my breast. And so the next day she went to the doctor. When she got on the table, they examined her and she had no lump.
Mm-hmm. You know, so you're not a novice to healing.
Right, right.
You've experienced it yourself, I'm sure, in the past, as well as for other people
right.
that you knew personally, some you prayed for over the phone at our ministry, and we've heard those testimonies, you've
right.
read them, you've been hearing about them. So now here it is, you're facing something, and
yeah.
so you knew what to do.
I just, you know, that's one of the things I went, sat on the patio, and I was like, Now, Lord, I've seen healing over the years. Mm-hmm. I believe the scripture that says that by your stripes I am healed. Mm-hmm. I believe the scripture that says that healing is the children's bread.
Yes.
I believe that. I believe that you died for my healing. And I was like, okay, so the doctor telling me to come in tomorrow, and I just was telling the Lord, I say, this is my resolve. I don't care what she says. I don't care what diagnosis she give me. I am healed.
Yes.
And I was telling the Lord, I said, this is how I'm going to handle it. I don't care. It just didn't matter to me what she said, what diagnosis. My resolve was, I am healed. And I got up and I went, and it looked like a peace came on me after that. And I went and told my husband, and he was like, okay, well, we're just going to go to the doctor tomorrow. So before that, I had been kind of like clowning with my daughters and telling them I was pregnant, telling them I was going to have twins because my stomach was big, but my body was getting small.
Sheila.
Yeah, I was kept saying, and I was showing them, look at my stomach, I'm having twins. And so when I went to the doctor and she told me that, you know, you had a tumor, I'm sorry. She said you have a tumor in your stomach and she want me to go see another doctor. And so I don't take any medication. Only thing I took at that time was apple cider vinegar and honey. And so when I went to her and I told her that's all I take, and then she sent me to the another doctor, and he was kind of prepping us to go into the to have surgery and telling us what to expect. And he couldn't believe that I didn't take anything.
Yeah, there's used to so a long line. In fact, there's always a form when you go in.
Yeah.
What medications are you on? And we always write zero. I think my husband takes like a little baby aspirin every day, but that's all we do other than a few vitamins that I take. And so all you do is you said apple cider vinegar, and so that's a little sip of something in the morning, clean yourself out.
Yes.
But that's not medicine.
Uh-huh. But, you know, he just was so surprised that that's all I took. And he kept saying, you're healthy, and you look good, and you're healthy. And I'm so glad that you're healthy. And he just was, you know, and my husband was with me at that time, and he was like, and your husband here with you. And I can't believe that he came with you. And he was just making jokes.
They must see a lot.
Yeah.
You know, the doctors, people that don't take care of themselves and their families are torn apart, which adds to the stress and the problems of that result in bad health.
Yeah, because we both, I mean, my husband came and we were sitting there and I think he was asking more questions than I was asking because all I'm saying in my mind, I don't care what y'all say. I don't care what y'all do. I'm healed.
Yes.
Right? And so my husband and I made a decision that we're going to go have the surgery and just come home. And that's what we was expecting. And so I remember, I think it was a couple of days before the surgery, I was talking to my husband and I was telling Chrissy how my husband at night, he would turn over and lay hands on me. And I'm sleeping. I can hear him saying, my wife is healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Devil, take your hands off my wife.
Amen.
She's healed.
It is
by his stripes. And, you know, even if I tell him my leg, whatever hurting, I can feel him at night when my wife is healed.
Yeah, because the devil does attack.
Yes.
He puts things on. He's there trespassing illegally many times.
Right.
Sometimes people open the door and the enemy comes in. You know, they do something negligent with their body or they enact something. But most of the time I find he's there illegally.
Exactly.
He's trespassing. So y'all know what to do.
Right.
We get out of here, devil. Take
take
authority over him. Lay hands and you believe. And
the
Bible says, lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover.
That is so wonderful. And then you went to the doctor. I truly believe that doctor, when he saw both of you, he saw the Spirit of God upon you both.
Yeah.
Because when you were mentioning it to me, both of you, you were so sure and you stood firm in your faith.
Right.
And that the doctor, he probably didn't even realize, and he was affirming everything you were believing by saying, well, you look good, and you are healthy, and without even realizing it, just being in your presence and knowing the positive, prayerful spirit you had, I believe that it was contagious, and it got on him, and he didn't even realize.
Because he kept asking us, I guess my husband and I both, whatever he would say, I would say, praise the Lord. He wouldn't say praise the Lord. He would say, I'm thankful. I'm thankful.
The doctor would say, I'm
thankful.
Yeah,
I'm thankful.
Thankful.
Oh, your husband would say, I'm thankful, right? Or the doctor?
No, my husband would, if he say something, we would say like, well, praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for that.
Uh-huh.
But the doctor wouldn't say, yes, praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
He would say, yes, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for that. Yeah, we're thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And he just was amazing. And I'm like, why? You know, he was just amazed that my husband was there with me, and we were so peaceful and so calm.
So in agreement. The peace. That is so important that you're both in agreement, that you have someone to agree, because the word teaches us that we're two or more agree as touching anything, it's done. Right. And we're two or more are together in agreement. He's in your presence. So like you said, when you're praying for people on the phone, God's in your presence. Well, God was with you guys.
He was.
He never leaves us or forsakes us.
It was almost like we were in a bubble. We didn't worry. I remember when I was asking my husband about something. He said, well, I got my peace yesterday. I'm good. I got my peace yesterday.
And that's something.
And I was like, okay. And so we did all the preliminaries, all the blood work and everything. And on the part with my daughters, after I came from the doctor that particular day, I'm going back, after I came from the doctor, she told me what was going on and scheduled me for surgery and everything. And so I told my daughter I was going to go to the doctor. And when I came from the doctor, I went to her house and I was saying, well, her name is Deandra. I said, well, Deandra, I went to the doctor and she gave me the diagnosis. And I'm coming down by your house so I can tell you what she said. And so I had been clowning with them the whole time that I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. So when I got to her house, I said, he said I'm pregnant and I'm having twins. And my due date is the 26th, which was my surgery date. He said, and my due date is the 26th. So, and she looked, she was silent for a while. She just kind of like was looking like, how is this possible? She just didn't say anything for a while. And she
I know you look very young. Do you mind telling us your age?
I'm 69. 69.
Ooh, 69. And this happened last year.
Yes.
So you're beyond the childbearing age, and we're not going to name you Sarah. So you
I was going to say, this sounds like a biblical thing going on.
I was just clowning with them, really. Yeah. I didn't realize what I was doing then, but the way I handled it is the way they handled it. Yes. They saw I weren't worried, and I was clowning about it, and I just told them we're going to go do this and coming back. And that's how they handled it.
That's so
they never
wonderful.
Got upset. They never got worried.
That's good.
They just...
They supported you in your decision to do it, go about it this way. But still, when you go in and you know there's going to remove something that's there, there's always the possibility of other things that...
Right.
So tell us what happened after the surgery.
After the surgery, before the surgery with the apple cider vinegar, the doctor told me, when I was telling him that's all I take, he said, I'll tell you what, don't take any more apple cider vinegar until after the surgery. And I was like, why? He said, because doctors don't like that natural stuff. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
They don't like that natural stuff. So I knew my pressure kept being high. Mm-hmm. And I told my husband, I said, I'm going to pack apple cider vinegar in my bag when I go to the hospital. I know they told me don't bring it. I know my body.
Yeah.
And so I did pack it. I said, because if I get in that hospital, my pressure is high, and they're telling me I can't go home, I'm going to take some apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
So they did the surgery that morning on our way to the doctor. I don't know why. I just looked at my husband, and I just got so grateful that he was so supportive. And I just looked at him. I was like, you know what, Arthur? Thank you just for being in faith with me. Thank you for standing with me. Thank you for just, as I was just telling him, you've been in faith with me the whole time. Mm-hmm. And you've walked with me and, you know, just the whole time that. And he was like, well, thank you. And so we got to the hospital. They did the surgery, did all the everything. And I didn't know until maybe probably late that evening what happened. But my husband had called the office. I don't know if he talked to you or maybe Jessica. Mm-hmm. But he was saying that he was telling you all that. That was a 15-pound tumor in my stomach.
My goodness.
And
that qualifies for twins.
Anything. I was telling myself, it was like, no wonder I looked like I was having twins. But I had lost so much weight. My body was... But my stomach was constantly getting bigger. And so after the surgery, everything went great. Everything went well. Just like I said in my heart, I'm going in here and they're going to remove it and I'm coming out. Mm-hmm. So we had the surgery. They told me I may have to stay in for 2 days. And in my heart, I was like, I'm not staying in here. So I think that evening, I asked the nurse, how long I have to stay in. And she said, well, he said, you may can go home tomorrow depending on certain things that happens. And so I said that next morning when I got up, I went in the bathroom. I wasn't supposed to really, really get up by myself, but I'm like, I'm getting up out the bed. I'm not going to lay him like I'm sick. I'm getting up.
If she felt strong enough to do it. You weren't being reckless or foolish.
I laid down the whole night, but early that morning I got up because during the night she said I could sit up on side the bed. And so I got up and I went in the bathroom. I put lipstick on, kind of like make my face up a little bit, comb my hair.
Removed a 15-pound tumor, Miss Sheila, and you are
putting lipstick the next morning.
Yeah, she's getting glammed up.
I wanted to go home, and I wanted him to see me looking fresh.
Exactly.
You know, so I did my hair, and I did put a little lipstick on. I don't know what else I put on. And I took the robe off that they gave me. I put on my nightgown and my robe. Mm-hmm. And so when the doctor came in that morning to check me, I was in the bathroom. I really wanted to be sitting outside the bed or either sitting in the chair, but I was still in the bathroom. When I stepped out, he was like, whoa, look at you. And I was like, yep. I said, I'm doing good. I feel good. Can I go home? And he said, well, we're going to check you after lunch. Eat some lunch. And if you don't feel nauseated, we'll come back that evening and check everything. And then you can probably go home. That evening I did go home.
Yes, praise God.
Yeah, next day, you had your eye on the prize. You were getting out. You felt good. You knew the Lord had you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's just so inspirational to know that throughout this whole journey, the peace of God is what really kept you.
Right.
What do you say to people who may be experiencing something similar, but they don't have that peace? They feel tormented by this news they've received.
It's basically, what are you putting in your thoughts? What are you watching? What are you listening to?
That's good.
When they told me that I had to have surgery, I think it was like 6 weeks from the first doctor visit, and then it was 6 weeks. I put Nancy Dufresne on, mm-hmm. and she has, I think it's the Healing Jesus or the Healing Christ. Mm-hmm. And I watch her for the whole entire time. Mm-hmm. I just watch her. And even after my surgery, I fed on her. And so it's basically, what are you listening to?
Yeah.
Because, you know the Bible says that by his stripes you're healed. And sometimes that's not real to us because we read it, but it's not on the inside of us. Mm-hmm. It has to get on the inside. It can't be just a scripture. You have to get it on the inside of you. Mm-hmm. Just like...
And you do that by hearing.
By hearing.
Hearing the word preached, reading it yourself.
Right.
And just continually, because it's like medicine. Yeah.
It
and
is.
Yeah, you, when he said, do you take any medication? Well, instead of the, what was the apple cider vinegar? You said, well, I take the word.
Yes.
Yeah,
the word's
the
my
word.
Medicine. I put the word in 3 times a day.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Every day. So
yes.
That's
time.
Really what gives people the reinforcements to be victorious. And you have to realize that even though, I'm not saying you can't take any other medication. We're not telling you that.
Right, exactly.
But what we're saying is the word of God is a medicine.
It is.
And the peace that comes mm-hmm. gives you that strength.
Yeah. One of the times I remember... During the time before the surgery, I was so, so peaceful. It was almost scary. And I was like, Lord, am I facing reality? Because I'm just too peaceful. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Am I? And then I had gotten in my mind, like, it just didn't matter how I came out of surgery. What, even if I didn't come out, if I didn't make it, I just was so, so peaceful. And it was like, wait a minute. And I called my sister, who is my intercessor partner. And I said, I want to ask you a question. I say, I'm too peaceful. What you think I'm not dealing with it? You think I'm not in reality?
Denial or yeah.
Yeah, she said, well, you know, your peace is your fight. And I was like, oh.
That's beautiful.
She said, that is your fight.
That's your weapon.
Yeah, and I was like, oh. I said, because I'm just so peaceful and it just.
Yeah.
Never was fear anything.
Yeah, one of the definitions for peace that my husband always likes to mm-hmm. say, he said that means nothing missing, nothing broken.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got peace, it means that God's got this.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what the doctors found, God's going to bring me through it, and it's okay to use. Not everyone, sometimes there are healings that, of course, many times healings recorded, there's no surgery involved, but sometimes there is.
Right.
And we're thankful for the medical community that God has given to us.
Right.
But we don't just abandon faith or forget it. We pray with it and we follow the leading of our heart. There's many different pathways to healing that people have, you know, and God used this. But what happened after the surgery? They took it all out, all 15 pounds. Were there any treatment that was, she was?
They took it all out, and the only thing they told me, that they gave me pain medication. And I was so, I didn't take it because I kept saying, I don't want to get hooked on pain medication because I don't take anything. Mm-hmm. And for me to just take this pain, Tramadol or something they gave me. Uh-huh. And they gave me Tylenol. And so I would take the Tylenol. So the nurse told me, she said, Ms. Bennett, take the pain medication, she said, because you want to get ahead of the pain. If you don't take it and the pain start, you know, then you're going to be suffering pain. So it's okay if you take it. Within 6 weeks, you're not going to get hooked on it. And so I did take it. I think maybe for probably a week or 2 weeks, I
just
took the pain.
Just to recover, to feel comfortable.
I took the pain medication, but I didn't finish it. Mm-hmm. But I haven't had any symptoms. In fact, I just went to my annual checkup was Monday. And everything was good. No.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
She said everything was good.
Hallelujah. That's a great victory.
Yeah, there.
One year later, we got a great report that it's all over with, and then you're just going forward, healed and whole in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Exactly.
Oh, hallelujah. I love it. Rejoicing that the healing manifested, took place, and you decided. And I think that's one of the most beautiful parts about your whole journey, Ms. Sheila, is that even when you just heard the news, come to the doctor's office, bring your husband.
Right.
Most people in that instance, the fear would overwhelm. And they, what am I going to do? They already have their mind made up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to face this, that.
Right.
But when that phone call came, you turned it around and you said, no, I know what to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to walk in victory now and walk through this.
Right.
And here you are. And we're giving God glory about it. And you're encouraging other people that their healing is on the way. It's here, actually.
Yes.
Their healing is now.
Just take it. You say that all the time. Just take it. When when you hear the scripture and you hear the, take it. That's for me.
Yeah.
And so they just need to just, okay, I can take this. This for me. Because I read a scripture the other day, Monday, because I had prayer and thing, and I didn't realize that was my prayer time, so I read it. And the Spirit of God in Isaiah was saying that, and I long to be gracious to you.
Mm.
I long to show myself strong to you. When you pray, before you even finish your prayer, he's answering you.
Yes.
So, and when I read that, I was like, Lord, that is so sweet that he longs to be gracious to us. He longs to answer our prayer.
Amen.
So what's stopping it? And I always say, why not me? Why not me?
Right.
So why not you? Why not the person that's believing God for something? And if he longs for you to be healed, he longs for you to have your needs met. He longs for your children to be saved.
That's
so
nice.
Agree with him.
Amen.
So he can do it for you.
Amen. Sheila, thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, before we go today, because you're in our prayer department, I believe that there are people that are watching today that are with us that maybe they're facing a difficult situation. Maybe they've been diagnosed with something difficult, and maybe they've made the decision to go to the doctor. Maybe God is leading them to do that, but they need reinforcements. Let's pray together, and I'd like you to lead us in the prayer, if you don't mind, and just pray for these people that are watching, because I believe that this is a divine moment for so many.
Mm-hmm.
The diagnosis that the doctor may have given you is going to be changed by the diagnosis that Jesus has given us, that by his stripes we are healed.
Right.
So go ahead and pray for our viewers, please.
Father God, we thank you for the viewers that's viewing us, Father
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Father, we thank you. Your word says if we come together and add our faith together in agreement, you said you'll come among us. So I thank you for being here in the midst of us, Father God. You said, Father God, if we add our faith where two or three are gathered together in your name, you say, there I am in the midst, Father God. So we thank you for being here. I add my faith with Pastor Kathy and Miss Christy, Father God, that those people that are watching, everyone, Father God, you know them by name. So Father God, we say thank you. Thank you, thank you. As we add our faith together, we thank you for the power of agreement that reaching every person in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father God, your word says that, and this is the confidence that we have, that if we believe that you hear us, then we know we have the answer that we're praying about. So I know that you hear, Father, and I know that you do hear us. I thank you for every person, Father, that's watching us. You already died for their healing. You died, Father God, for their provision. You died, Father God, for anything the enemy come against them with. So, Father God, we say thank you for answers today.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We say thank you for confidence in your word today.
Yes, Lord.
We say thank you for faith rising in the viewers today, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We say thank you for answers. I thank you, Father God, for answers in the name of Jesus. We thank you for hope in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, we say thank you. We give unto you all the praise, the glory, and honor. You said in your word, you long to be gracious to us. I ask that you be gracious to each and every person that hear our voice, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, for answers.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, whatever they're crying out for, whatever they need, by your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that every person will get a word, they will get faith in their heart to receive the things that they need. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh, the power.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Such a blessing. And I believe that you've been touched today by this prayer, by everything that's been talked about today. I want you to write us, send a comment. Let us know how God has touched your life and what you're believing for, because we're believing for your victory. The diagnosis is being turned around even now by faith, and that we'll hear a great testimony from you.
Thank you so much,
Sheila, for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's been such a blessing to hear what God has done in your life. It's such a peace even here in the room today.
I feel it. Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's being communicated across to whatever device you're watching with us today.
Definitely.
So share this with someone, because someone else that you know needs to hear about the healing power of God, that we never have to give up. Even if we get a bad diagnosis, God can turn it around. He can show us our pathway toward receiving the miracle that we need, that you need in your life. Amen.
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 Oh, so good. Miss Sheila, thank you so much for that powerful prayer. And to all of you watching, I'm in agreement with you, like she said, and you will walk in that miracle in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, well, thank you for being with us again today. And thank you, everybody, for being with me right here in Studio C. I'm looking for you right here next week. I know you're going to have a great week. Be healed, be whole, be blessed. Bye-bye.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, A Conference for Women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.